Medicare is starting to reward hospitals that deliver better quality health care. Paying more for improved care is a simple idea, and it's transforming how hospitals are doing their work in a lot of little ways. At Providence Hospital in Anchorage, a few of those small changes have added up to big results. APRN's Annie Fite reports.
In a bright room on the cardiovascular unit at Providence, Gennaro Reyes is perched on the edge of his bed in hospital-issued pajamas. The 58-year-old cannery worker from Cordova was recently medevaced to Anchorage after he woke up in the middle of the night, barely able to breathe. Today, he's talking to a new type of health worker at Providence.
When you came into the hospital, tell me what it was like for you. Did you have a hard time breathing?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have swollen legs, or talk to me about how you felt?
Hardly breathe, ma'am.
Yeah.
Nurse Micah Henning became the hospital's first clinical heart failure coordinator in 2008. One of her main jobs is to help keep heart failure patients like Reyes from coming back to the hospital within 30 days.
If you have a large percentage of heart failure patients readmitting within the first month, it's generally thought you didn't do something necessarily you needed to do, that it may be partially our fault.
And starting this fall, under the Affordable Care Act, hospitals with too many readmissions will lose Medicare dollars. So Henning sits down with every heart failure patient and makes sure they understand their condition. She gives them calendars so they can easily track their weight to monitor for fluid retention, a telltale sign of heart trouble. And she even hands out free scales if patients can't afford them. Basically, Henning makes sure patients get the most out of their treatment.
Teaching them how to do the right thing for their diagnosis helps them to feel better, to live better, and have a better quality of life. And that's really the purpose.
The program has helped Providence dramatically reduce the number of readmissions. When Henning started, about 17% of heart failure patients were back to the hospital within 30 days. Last year, that figure dropped to just under 11%. The national average is almost 20%. That puts Providence in a competitive position as more and more Medicare dollars are tied to quality measures. Dr. Dick Monsager is chief executive at Providence. He says every hospital in the country is feeling the pressure to improve care.
As the variation in performance narrows and narrows and narrows, good isn't good enough. You got to be great.
Working towards greatness has yielded some impressive results. 6 years ago, Providence started focusing on reducing central line infections in its pediatric unit. Those are the catheters used to give medicine, fluids, and nutrients to very sick patients. They're also prime conduits for hospital-acquired infection, which can be deadly. Dr. Monsager says he used to think some infections were inevitable.
The word none as an aspiration, I didn't think was possible in a complex hospital environment.
But Dr. Monsager says Providence hasn't had a central line infection in its pediatric unit in 3 years, and the rates for central line infections in adults have dropped in half. Improving the quality of care at the hospital has involved streamlining systems and convincing doctors to follow very specific checklists for each medical condition. He says some doctors have criticized it as cookie-cutter medicine.
A few years ago, there was a lot of argument about, okay, who told me I have to use that antibiotic? And the rules are very specific for certain conditions. There are only certain antibiotics are okay. So it's been one doctor at a time, one process at a time, one surgery at a time.
Working on these problems is hard and costs money, but more and more it's what will be required of hospitals. By Dr. Monsager's estimate, in another 5 years, up to 7% of Medicare dollars will be at risk over performance measures. At Providence alone, that amounts to about $5 million each year. Dr. Monsager says overall, it's a positive change.
Yes, it's a more complicated future from a hospital point of view, and yes, there's more risk, and yes, there isn't enough money to afford the American medicine we've got to change. But with all of that being true, the incentives and challenges to say we got to do better, we got to be better, we got to be safer, I don't disagree with any of that.
As a hospital administrator, Dr. Monsager says he would prefer more payment certainty, but he says the new payment incentives are helping hospitals imagine a future that's safer and safer and safer. And it's hard to argue with that. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.